Take Back the Night started in 1976 in Brussels, Belgium, as a candlelight protest against worldwide sexual violence against women. Caitlin Wax is the volunteer coordinator and family advocate at the Albany County Crime Victim and Sexual Violence Center.
It came to the United States, actually, at the first feminist conference on pornography in San Francisco's Red Light District. Fast forward to when it started in Albany, it started with Albany's Rape Crisis Center. And they felt it necessary to start in Albany because of the violence that was happening here.
Women felt it was their job to take back the night from men who were committing acts of sexual violence. The event evolved into one including both sexes, with evening marches held nationwide.
Getting people to realize that this is an issue and reading our signs that say end sexual violence, safe campus, safe streets, take back the night. It's effective in raising awareness and getting the issue heard.
Erica Nicole Rangel is the postgraduate pro bono fellow at Albany Law School. She says this is the first time Albany Law has hosted Take Back the Night.
I volunteered to host the program because of my involvement with Project Stop, and I see this as an opportunity for Albany Law School to become closer and more associated and more involved in our surrounding community and to expose the community to the fact that we can be a really great resource to people who have been victims of sexual violence.
Take Back the Night is happening from 4:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in the law school's gymnasium. The rally will include a march and vigil, as well as community agency tabling, live music, and poetry readings.
Daniel McCoy, David Suarez, Sean Morris, Craig Apple, and Karen Ziegler have all been invited to speak during our opening remarks period at 5:30.
Rangel and Wax say 1 in 3 women will be victims of sexual violence in their lifetimes. They expect the community will turn out in support of those victims. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.